Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
59,000 students received their Leaving Cert results yesterday. Tomorrow, many of them will receive third-level offers for further study through the CAO. But with the cost of college on the rise and the sector in urgent need of financial reform, Fianna Fáil has accused the government of having no vision for third level. Minister of State with Special Responsibility for Higher Education is Mary Mitchell O'Connor. Minister, good evening.
Good evening, Mary.
You said yesterday qualifying students could use their SUSE grants to pay for accommodation. As you know, they could, and indeed they do. But students who are coming to colleges in our major cities, they're going to face accommodation costs well above the maximum SUSE grant. Were your remarks perhaps ill-informed?
No, absolutely. We know that students, especially coming from the country up to city universities and universities in our towns, we know that it's very expensive. We know it's very expensive for parents. But what yesterday, I was asked a specific question about student accommodation, and I made 2 points. And the first point, I wanted to remind parents to immediately apply for the SUSE grant, because actually what has happened is that we have passed the priority closing date. So that's my first message to listeners and parents of children, of students that would have done their Leaving Cert and getting results and hoping to go to college. They need to immediately apply for that SUSE grant. But the main point and the crucial point that I was making when I was asked about student accommodation, I made the point was that I was very disappointed when the universities raised the costs of student accommodation rooms in their universities. So that was the answer to that question.
You were disappointed. But Minister, yes, they raised the costs because they raised the costs before the government were out of the traps to act on the rent pressure zones and include student accommodation on them. You were blindsided.
Not quite, no, because I can just say to you, we put that legislation through from January to June, and then it was signed into law. So it did take time to do that. And if I may say to you, that actually is a very quick timeline for legislation.
Not quick enough for students, Minister, who are now facing costs for student accommodation.
Universities would have risen those costs probably back in March, April. So they did that then. But anyway, that horse has bolted. But what I will say is, Mary, that we have closed this gap off in the new legislation. We have now made sure that there is stronger support for students that are in tenancy agreements or in license agreements.
So is your message to the students who are hoping to come to Dublin or Cork or Galway for the semester starting in September, October, it'll be better for you next year because they won't go up any further, but this year you're going to have to suck it up?
No, they will actually, Mary, because under the RPZ, they can actually go up 4%, but that is the maximum that they can
go up with. This year, they've already gone up in some cases
year,
by 17,
sorry,
20 that, and,
yes,
and plus.
And that happened. That happened before the legislation was put through.
May Fanning, sorry to interrupt you, but May Fanning, incoming president of the National Parents Council, she put forward a proposal this morning that the government could go guarantor on loans that parents have to take out. And even for students who are lucky enough to qualify for a SUSE grant, parents have to make enormous sacrifices. Could you go guarantor on loans for them?
No, not in this instance, no. And I'll tell you why. First of all, and I really need to make it clear, that there are 77,430 beneficiaries of SUSE grants. That costs the taxpayer €381 million. Then we have a student assistance fund, and that helps 14,000 students. And then we have a fund for students with disabilities, and that helps 13,545 students. So students are supported, and that's what the SUSE grant means. It's a universal support programme. But it was never, Mary, intended to cover the whole cost of college. We know education is very expensive. I know it myself. I put two boys through through university. I came from a farm myself where my mother and father put five of us through.
But so Minister, I know it's like very expensive. Like me, maybe you were lucky enough living in Dublin that we didn't have the accommodation.
No, I lived in County Galway in a little village, Mary.
When you came yourself, but you were in Dublin when you put your sons through college.
And my boys, well, I sent them myself, you know, as a lone parent.
I know.
So I know, and I also know dealing with parents, you know, and they contact my office every second day.
I know, and Minister, sympathy is fantastic and great, but you're the Minister with responsibility for higher education.
No, sympathy,
people are looking to you for more than sympathy at this stage. They're looking for action.
Mary, I would love to take out a chequebook and write a blank cheque for higher education. I can't do that. But I want to say that there is an investment of 1.7 billion euro into higher education alone. And then there is approximately another 700 million in further education.
When? 1.7 billion? When?
Yeah.
When is that investment? Yeah, when is that investment?
Sorry, that's current investment every year. Current investment for 2019.
And the cutbacks that happened from 2008 have had to be made up along the way. You've been playing catch up.
Absolutely. We, of course, Mary, and that is, you remember that there was a recession in Ireland and we're just catching up.
You commissioned a report. You commissioned a report back in 2014. Peter Castles and an expert commission sat down. They produced a 100-page report in 2016. Where is it?
That report is actually gone to Europe, and what we want there, we've actually added to it. We are looking for a forensic analysis now, not just on demographics, but we also want to know, I want to know, and our department, and indeed the sectors out there, the educational sectors, for example, what is the natural progression from further education to higher education?
We
want to know what are the labour market needs. Now, I have read the Castles report on numerous occasions.
Indeed. So you know it set out three principles for the funding of third level education. It presented three options, and it said at the time, the system isn't fit for purpose. And they said there must be a choice made between these three options. They said it's not between these options and the status quo. It was put forward for decision making. 3 years on, what has happened?
That's right. So what happened, number one, was it went to an all-party Oireachtas committee.
In fairness, that education committee was looking for an economic analysis of the report.
Yes, and that's what exactly, Mary, what I am doing. But we have added to it. Because let me tell you, since 2014, the world of education has changed and the demands are changing, even for what the programmes are being delivered.
We still don't have a model for funding third-level education.
No, I have.
Three options were given in the report, Minister. Which one would you favour? Do you favour a loan scheme? Do you favour the current registration and government funding, or solely government funding? I think they were the three options, weren't they?
The three options, yeah. And I absolutely, I have said it's a red line issue for me on student loans. So I think we will be saddling our students with loans. Let me tell you, many of these kids in the UK, in the US, in Australia, in New Zealand are coming out absolutely.
Okay, well, that's a no then. Loans are out.
Yeah.
Total government funding? That was another option.
I certainly would like to see that if I was to choose. But let me tell you, we must be prudent. And Mary, at the moment, there has to be investment from the parents' side. Just like the parents that have to pay for preschool and creches. They are paying approximately nearly a mortgage, €1,000.
So right now, parents or students pay a registration of 3,000 per student. You favour that continuing, do you?
Of the registration, yes, of 3,000, and it not to increase.
And it not to increase. But then, Minister, mm-hmm. that requires enormous government funding to be channelled into third level because, quoting Castles again, the system isn't fit for purpose.
Okay. So, in answer to you, what I'd say is that we have the third highest spending department in the government. So, we spend approximately 11 billion. 1.7 billion of that is for higher education.
And Castles said, but Castles said 5.5 billion is needed over 15 years.
Yes, but absolutely. And what Castles wants to do is to bring down the lecturer-student ratio. And I understand that, and we want to do that, and we have been putting money towards that on every budget since 2016.
When are you going to act or not on Castles?
Oh, I'm waiting this expert report that will inform me on higher education and further education.
And is this the report that you've sent the report to the European Commission?
I have sent the Castles report to the European Commission.
They will come back to you in April.
Well, I'm hoping actually maybe towards the end of 2019.
Okay, so if you get a response from the end of 2019, can we establish what you're going to do? Are you going to act?
Well, what I'm going to do is, with my colleagues in Cabinet, we will make an informed decision. And of course, remember, all of this is happening under the cloud of Brexit. You know, and there will be challenges ahead.
And education is key to meeting challenges. Will you act on recommendations in Castles?
I will make a decision, absolutely bring it to my Cabinet colleagues, and we'll make a very informed decision, with all respect.
Minister for Higher Education, Mary Mitchell O'Connor, thank you.